Welcome to Drinking Bros, presented by GhostBed.com. Sit back, relax, and grab a fucking drink.
Yeah, welcome to Drinking Bros, kids life, range day, Desperado.
Why did they name it that?
They I don't know why they named it that, but I didn't realize their pronoun was they that named it that.
Oh, true. Jared, where are we right now?
We are on Demolition Matt's massive ranch.
God damn, this place is huge.
This is his new resort that he's in the process of building. I hear he's selling campsites for the upcoming important eclipse out here.
Mm. Is he really?
Yeah.
So, you know, they're shutting down where we live.
Yeah.
That whole area is blocked off for the day. Kids are out of school. They're shutting everything down for the eclipse.
I'm going to lie down on the freeway to watch. Because nobody, allegedly they're not going to be driving around and shit.
That's true.
Dude, I'm going to lie down on train tracks because trains don't run under eclipses.
That's true
Why would that be true?
Because why would they do this? A railroad rule.
Yes, they
stop. Have you not read the railroad rules from 1921?
I'm going to blow my fucking brains out today.
When there's an eclipse, they don't run. Yeah, they stop railroad, the train.
The railroad has the most strict rule book ever. You know this.
Well, I worked in railroad engineering for 63 years. But the thing I am most excited about with the eclipse is how all the women's menstrual cycles are going to sync up.
It's going to sync.
You're going to smell iron in the air for like 2 weeks, probably.
It's going to be a bloodbath.
It sure is. Don't say that on this show.
Sharks are going to love it.
Don't say that on this show.
Does that only account
We're going to get dinged on YouTube for saying bloodbath.
Oh, really?
Biological women. Does only they sink?
Oh, no. All women.
All women.
Jared.
These.
All women are women.
They're all created equal, it doesn't matter what you identify as.
School's out, right?
School's out. I mean, your kids are out, right?
My single kid, singular
your 2 year old
is,
child is out of school. Yeah.
Yeah, he's not in it.
He's not in
he
it.
He quit school, actually.
He quit. His 2 year old quit school.
Yeah. He was going to tech school for a while, but then he started smoking and they kicked him out.
Well,
he's two and a half.
No, we had to take him out of this school because they wouldn't build a special bathroom for him.
Oh, shit. What's he identify as?
He's 2x4, right?
Well, he's kind of like a hybrid. Mm. He's clear on his gender. He's a woman. He's not clear on his species yet.
Oh, shit. Mm. 2x4 with a nail through it, I think is what he's
about. Yeah. I think a nice nail through it would help everybody else.
Do you have pronouns are nailed?
I'm going to trump the eclipse.
Oh, wow.
I'm going full glasses off. I'm going to dominate the eclipse. And I'm going to stare into that fucking thing, you know?
I like that.
I think can.
I don't think that's a good idea.
I did it last time.
Yeah.
They
tell you you can't.
I eclipse so fucking hard.
The government doesn't want you to know that you can stare directly at the sun.
The government doesn't want you to know that ducks are free.
It's true.
Ducks are free.
Yeah, you can take
them. I didn't realize that.
Yeah. You can take them from ponds, parks, anywhere you want.
Ducks are free.
They are. Government can't stop you from that. We learned that with
Alex Jones.
Stephen Rinella was on the show.
Oh, yeah, Steve Rinella. And then it's in the Bible as well.
Yeah.
No kidding.
But you have to, like, read between the lines, obviously.
Learning that, life feels exactly the same. I feel like that makes no difference
to me. I recently learned, though, that, like, the Bible is not pronounced Bible.
No, it's Bibli.
Bibli?
Yeah. No kidding.
Yeah, Bibli.
Or if you're from the South, Bibli.
Bibbly.
Right.
I like a bibbly.
It's guttural.
Yeah, you know, maybe every hotel will have a bibbly.
Well, or a Trump Bible. Trump's got his own Bibles. Yeah. Does he place an order?
He's selling $60 Bibles.
Is he selling Bibles?
That is
true. With a Pledge of Allegiance in it, which, by the way, was written by a socialist.
Yeah. Dead serious.
Pledge your allegiance.
This feels a lot like when Saddam Hussein had Qurans written in blood. It's like that's considered not great in Islam. I don't know if you knew this, Saddam.
Writing anything in blood.
Blood is gross.
I like it. Sales have been down on the Bible, and they needed to.
What's the Anum Bible market? You know this, right?
Well, you know, we are coming up on a time where there will be an abundance of blood, so we could get in on the Bibli blood written market.
If we take a quill to period blood on the eclipse day and then write a Bible, how much is that worth?
If Trump's selling his
easily
for 60,
13% more than
so 60 times 1.13 basically. That's what it's worth.
Yeah,
figure it out. We don't do math on this show, so figure it out.
Yourself. No, but Trump is selling Bibles. That's real. What's the other one? Pledge of Allegiance.
It's that. So it's the Bible with the Pledge of Allegiance inside of it.
Oh, it's a double. Yeah. It's a double hitter.
And the Constitution.
Oh, and the Constitution. Right. No shit.
Why?
So he's going for a threesie.
Sell a poster of himself that just says Papa.
Why not Daddy?
No, I like Papa.
You like Papa
dude,
better?
Papa Trump?
Yeah, yeah,
Papa Trump. Papa Trump, dude.
I make That's my kids good. Call me it, Papa, by the way.
Smack you.
Swear to God.
But what are they
Spanish
like,
accent.
Are they little poor Russian kids
yeah,
or something?
Yeah, they asking please, for porridge?
Please, Papa.
Well, is this a true story, by the way? The middle kid bought into it. Jagger, he bought into it. So he'll call me Papa. And I'll,
Papa.
I'll, you know, yes, I'll answer, yes, son. And I'll be like, Papa, can I have whatever? And then the oldest kid's like, I'm not fucking doing that.
Yeah, yeah, he's got a really deep voice for a 10-year-old.
Sure does. Sure does. Like, takes after
that's
me.
That's fucking gay.
I'd
day.
Imagine their manners and obedience goes up by quite a bit calling you Papa.
Well, you're already raised up. You're already ready Papa. For action.
It's
Papa.
It's a dominance move, though, for sure.
It is. Right? It is.
You know, something I've been wondering about that has nothing to do with that, but I was tired of hearing you talk about it, so I want to change the subject. Last night, JT called me about 3 a.m., freaked out as usual. He had a night terror, but what we started talking about is, you know, 2016 election, 2020, things were intense. 2024 is going to be exponentially more. You think about when Trump grabbed him by the pussy. What's he going to do this year, like, if he grabs, like, a transgender by the pussy?
I think
you were sharing your thoughts
I
with
think
me.
He's got to wear
well,
the person like a sombrero.
To,
like, you got
to
put your whole head in there.
The terminology, because that's what it is. It's all about branded terminology. So I think we're going to go with grab him by the meat.
Grab him by the meat.
Because the meat goes either way.
Well, Crocodile Dundee did this, though, right?
He did.
He bowling ball gripped somebody in like 1987, man.
Yeah.
It's nothing new.
He still was in more movies.
That's what invented transphobia.
It really was. It was Crocodile Dundee. Yeah. Is he alive still?
Paul Hogan?
Paul Hogan?
I want to say yes.
Bob is saying yes.
Bob, what are you even doing here?
No, dude. Yeah, he's taking notes with his mind.
I have a 10 weight.
Yeah, okay. he's taking notes with his mind, but
so you're doing what a bag of sand could do.
Totally fine, but I think Dundee, if he's alive, should come out for this election.
I would imagine.
You think Trump's going to win? You think we're getting a real election this time?
I think Trump will win based on votes. I am not confident we'll have a real election, though. Mm-hmm. So it's kind of like Riley Gaines. She wins the women's swimming competition, but she's not awarded first place.
Correct. She was on the show, by the way.
Oh, that's amazing. How was she?
She was great. Lovely young woman. And immediately afterwards, the true story, one of our advertisers pulled their sponsorship.
Good.
On the show.
That was mostly my fault, though, because I lost it. I'm like, look, can we stop pretending that dudes are chicks, please?
Yeah.
That's not real. Like, this trans thing, it's not real. It's fake. Who's,
can we say who the cowardly sponsor was?
No, because so behind the scenes, we got the lawyers involved.
It wasn't actually the brand. It was the agency that they were
the
working
agency,
with.
It was the agency, yes. Okay. And so they have, every agency now has a safety brand team, and then they determine what's safe for their brands, and then they charge a fee for that. Swear to God. So they're charging the advertisers to run brand safety checks, and that's a real thing. So, like, we didn't come after him, and then the guy who owned the company was like, hey, why aren't we on the show anymore? And I was like, oh, well, X happened. And he goes, oh, well, I'll make a call. And then they put the brand back on the show.
Okay.
It was very bizarre, because the only thing I think we said was maybe tranny once or twice.
Yeah, well, but I said that this whole thing is not real. None of it's real.
Which, like, it's nothing, not.
It's not real.
You're
it's,
saying
it's just
common
mental
sense.
Illness. It's just mental illness. Yeah. It's like saying Palestine's a real place. You know what I mean?
It's the
not,
same.
Not only is it not, it never has been, and it never fucking will be.
Well, I was
That's
taking
Dan
a meeting.
Holloway. Fuck you.
I was taking a Zoom meeting with some LA-based agents and everything because they wanted to talk about a possible deal with clients and things like that.
Yeah, for
and
Black Rifle Coffee.
And I was wearing a shirt that said, "Real women aren't men."
How'd that go over?
And the agent, like, stopped, like, literally a minute into this, was like, how can you come into this meeting wearing this shirt? I go, well, you can hang up.
Yeah.
And we can stop talking. You're the one asking me for fucking money and clients. Like,
it's funny, when you're the brand and you're the ownership, like Black Rifle, Hard AF Seltzer, so I was just in L.A. a week and a half ago. I took the exact same meeting, and they were like, how do you say the things you're saying every day? And I was like, does it matter? You want the sponsorship anyway, so fuck right off.
Yeah, I think the ingredient is you don't fear losing what other people can take away. And if you own the brand, you're not afraid of anybody taking it away.
Correct.
So that's how you actually function, like you have testicles nowadays.
Yeah, yeah. And you have to. And unfortunately here, they're about to give a safety brief. JP Sears, we appreciate you being on the show.
Yeah, so we'll go ahead and take a break.
Screamed out ceasefire, like we're Israel, Palestine, some type of protest.
Different type of ceasefire.
Different type of ceasefire.
All right,
okay.
All right.
We'll come back. Where can everybody find you?
Right now I'm at Desperado Range, so come check me out. Follow me here.
Stalk me.
Just give him grid coordinates.
or on social media.
I'm on social media.
You
well.
Are. You got a couple subscribers. Yeah,
Awaken with JP. Come cancel me and fuck yourself.
Thanks for being here, buddy.
Thanks for having me, guys.
D'Anthony, we got some sponsors to put this shit wagon on the air. First and foremost, GhostBed.com/drinkingbros. 50% off everything in the entire store with the promo code Drinking Bros at checkout. That's 50% off of everything, too. Mattresses, 50% off. All made in the USA. Pillows, 50% off. Sheets, 50% off. Adjustable bases, 50% off. Mattresses for RVs. Why are they 50% off? Because GhostBed knows that we're going through hard times out there. Inflation isn't going down. Recession's still happening, kids. And they're here to take care of you. Take advantage of these deals. A great night's sleep is unbelievably important in this life. And it's even better at GhostBed where you can stretch it out over 3 years. That's right. You can take 50% off everything in your entire cart, no matter how many items you put in there. And then stretch it out over 3 years. As long as you have decent credit over there, and that'll make it cheaper, and you won't really notice it in the background of your credit card. You know what I'm saying? GhostBed.com/drinkingbros has got you covered for all your mattress needs.
Former Navy SEAL Ray Cash Care is here. Star of YouTube. You are the YouTube star right now, dude. 54 million views on our channel from when you were last on the show. You've gone viral. Did you read any of the comments?
No, because the comments always suck. But yeah, I did go viral. I've gone viral a couple times. This is my first VD, if you will, viral display that I've been a part of. So yeah, it's people hate me, they love me. There's no in between.
Well, our producer Bob doesn't have $10,000, but he's got $10. Can you yell at him for like 20 seconds?
I will. Can I?
Yeah. Go. Yeah.
Dollar. All right, Bob, you fucking piece of shit. Drop the fuck down.
You're a
fucking loser. Your wife doesn't love you. Halfway down. No, don't pump right there. Hold it. Now hold it. I want you to think about what your life would have been if you would have been a fucking Navy SEAL like me. You would have had better hair. You would have had a better physique. And you would have been married to... I can't do that. Here, take your money. I can't go that far. I can't do it. I get ahead of myself. So, no. You know, I love what I do. I love stirring the fucking pot. Just like you guys, so
not same. Me.
And it,
not,
but,
no, whoa. I don't stir pots.
Yeah, you do.
What have I ever done?
You build the pot and stir it.
Jesus Christ. Here's what I love, though, is it's clearly a paid class. People are going there. Corporations are going there. Everything else. My gather was people just didn't understand what it was. They thought it was real Navy SEAL training.
Yes.
And that's the confusion with people. But to be honest, a lot of people are out there, and they want to fucking be Navy SEALs, but only for like 3 days. Yeah. They don't want to do the actual shit. They just want to do it for three days.
A lot of people sign up to go to courses like that, and then one asshole wants to be the guy that fucks it up for everybody.
Yeah.
And then people are like, oh, you guys are dicks. Like, no, he's a dick for not showing up the way he was fucking supposed to.
I get thousands of comments. Literally, the thousands of people that say this don't have what it takes, or you know, they're sitting home jerking off the movies that, you know, that portray shit that we've done. And that's fine, but like you said...
Oh, you mean like working at the Olive Garden?
Yeah. Four tours of Italy. I've got manicotti shells still inside me right now, dude.
Yeah.
There's so many manicotti shells I took.
He's got, if you look at the bottom part of his legs, there's like tomato sauce stains on
marinara sauce everywhere.
That'll never go away.
Yeah.
That's just on there for life.
Four tours of Italy. What the fuck did you do, bro?
I did, compared to you, nothing. But I will tell you this, you know, I'll leave it straight here. I don't think America's been weaker than it is right now, and I got a bunch of pussies that are bitching.
And here's the thing that I tell every single person. You can either be part of the problem or part of the solution. Mm-hmm. I'm trying to be a part of the solution, giving people what they want, trying to give them a little taste of chaos so that when they go back in the world of whatever we're doing right now, they have an advantage. So until someone can top me or come up with a better solution, I tell them all, shut the fuck up.
But it's also like jiu-jitsu or anything that Rogan's talking about or bow hunting. Like, what's the difference? You're all paying for courses and trying to become better. So who gives a shit?
And, you know, I don't know how else to make this message. I tell people this. This is not Navy SEAL training. You know, and I hear it all the time. You wouldn't talk to me like that. I'd smack. No, you wouldn't. Because people that go there have tried a lot of other things, and they're going there with an open mind. And here's the real snippet. We're only showing you what we want you to see. We're not showing you us pouring into these motherfuckers for hours and how shitty their lives are. We're not going to disrespect them by saying that. But you'll see a video of me yelling at somebody or making them quit. Here's the deal. The guy, I fucking made the guy quit one of the videos that went viral because he sucked. You know, like, you're married. I know your wife. You take her out on 10 dates. You know, you're trying to get some. If you don't make the cut, she's going to cut you loose. Are you going to ask for a fucking refund? No. You fucking signed. Well, you know what you signed up for. He probably would.
You can't. No, you can't.
No, you can't.
That's the deal.
You'd like to, but you can't.
Yeah.
You'd like to. And that's the same thing. And these guys that we cut loose, they're not bitching.
Yep.
It's the fucking, you know, the people sitting in the cheap seats in life, not just of course in life, the fucking keyboard warriors.
I say they're tailgating life. That's what I say.
Yeah. Tailgating life is what he says. And I like that phrase a lot. Let me ask you this. You have a gun company right now, yes, that you own. Tell everybody about it.
So Watchtower Firearms, we're out of Spring, Texas. We've got everything from the new Apache, which has taken the world by storm, 5.56, 6.5, 3 more, 308. American-made, we make them in Spring. We're not doing this shit overseas. The next great, we're making firearms great again, the next great American firearms.
That's amazing. Where Spring, are you guys like based
near,
out of?
Spring, Texas. We're in Houston, Texas. Yeah. We're American as you can get.
That's amazing. Wait, and isn't that Crenshaw's working with you?
So the boss man is, Jason Koloski, but we've got Rob O'Neill on our team.
Yep.
We've got, here, I'll say this right now.
Oh, you hear that minigun? It's getting me hard.
That minigun's in the background.
Nick Johnson, and you guys are going to get the exclusive. You ready for this?
Yeah.
You ready? We are launching something with Demo Ranch at NRA.
Really?
No one knows that. I said it right now. We are launching something with Demo Ranch at NRA. I'm probably going to get fired for saying it. Fuck it. That's what's going to happen.
When?
NRA. When? Dallas in May.
In May. Let's go.
I've got it here, but I can't show you what it is.
No shit.
Yes.
Who's going out to NRA in May?
Everybody and their mother under the sun that is, you know, it's a consumer show, so every fucking spectator, entrepreneur, affiliate, influencer will be there, and, you know, just so happens we've got Demolition Ranch, the biggest and the baddest coming.
Yeah, and usually the Trumps go.
The Trumps will be there. Oh, yeah, Trumps will be there. Any red-blooded American that loves guns and loves America usually show up there.
Yep.
But we're going to do it our style like we did at SHOT Show. I'm going to be on the mic calling people out. If you're from fucking California and those other states, you can't buy my guns, and I'm not going to change them. I want to make that clear.
How does somebody go about it through the website? Let me ask you that.
Yeah, you go to watchtowerfirearms.com. As soon as you go there, you're going to see an amazing setup of our weapons and who we have on our lineup. And
you just buy the gun and have it sent to your local FFL. But you guys are in gun stores.
We're
Texas,
everywhere.
Right?
We are literally nationwide. But, you know, it's got to be compliant with your state. We follow rules.
Awesome, man. We appreciate you being here. We always love having you on the show. Last time you shaved your pubes and then blew them in his face.
That was like 3 times ago.
Yeah.
That was 2019.
I have been naked on your show. I have blown pubes on the show. I've been drunk on your show. And now I'm just, this is probably the most normal I've ever been.
Ever.
Because ever.
You're a business
ever.
Owner now.
I'm a business. I'm supposed to be a
you're
real
can't
guy.
You're your dick out on the range.
I want to.
You're
but
still
I can't.
A piece of shit, though.
I love that.
Tell everybody where they can find you.
Yeah, guys, check me out at Ray Cash Care IG or raycashcare.com. If you got a question, I got an answer. Boom.
Fantastic.
Next up, sponsor-wise on our show, we got firstform.com/drinkingbros. You know I'm going to hit you about those microfactors, dog. It's not just a multivitamin. It's a convenient daily packet with 6 products included in it that provides what you need on a daily basis to be healthy. Because let's face it, We don't eat the way we need to in order to fulfill the demands of our body without getting the vitamins, minerals, and other nutrients in us consistently. We're going to struggle to reach any type of health or fitness goal, whether that's weight loss, putting on muscle, getting lean, or just overall being healthy. What's in them? Well, you got the antioxidants that directly support the immune system, the multivitamins that are vital for proper functioning of the body's systems, including supporting healthy metabolic functions and energy production, probiotics, that helps your healthy gut down there. The CoQ10s helps with the cardiovascular function. The EFAs, these include the omega-3s that have been known to support joint health. Make a healthy brain, heart, and everything else, and fruits and veggies. This deal over there is free shipping on orders over $75 when you go to firstform.com/drinkingbros. Highly recommend you grab these microfactors. Also, the energy drinks are the best in the biz over there, and with free shipping on orders over $75, it's a big boy savings at firstform.com/drinkingbros.
Goldberg's on the show. How are you, William?
I'm old. I'm good. I'm really good, man. I'm out here in kind of my backyard with a bunch of friends, and we're shooting guns. And my boy's got a baseball game tonight. What else could be fucking going on? It's awesome.
That's America. It is opening day in Major League Baseball today. How old's your son?
17.
17. High school.
Yeah, he'll be going to University of Colorado playing football with my ex-teammate the day after he graduates.
Wait, no Deion's way. Deion got him?
Yes, sir.
Deion got him. Let's go.
Oh, yeah, man. I mean, he's a Goldberg. He's got to do something exciting.
Has to.
I mean, why not?
Has to.
Yeah.
We appreciate you being here. Obviously, you're Jewish. How's Palestine going?
Oh, I don't know. Didn't they blow it up? No. No, I mean, you know, there's so much shit going on over there. I'm the last sumbitch in the world that would be up to date on it. But I know it's just continual unrest, and it sucks.
Right?
That's all.
Yeah. And,
you know, you can look at history or you can look at people's points of views, you know, living in the situation right now. But, yeah, it's just overall, it just sucks. Treat everybody how you want to be treated, man.
That's it. That's all it is.
It's pretty simple.
That's all it is. But nobody wants to ask about Israel and Palestine with Goldberg on the show, obviously.
Not really, no.
You still look like you
especially,
got it, though.
Especially when I got this.
Look at that. Hold that up for the camera there.
I'm just saying.
That's what camera. Look at this.
We call that a hand cannon.
Welcome to Bernie, Texas, ladies and gentlemen.
I mean,
I move here from San Diego? Well, maybe that's part of the reason.
Does it get any better than that? You still look like you could be in the ring. Are you going back anytime soon?
Well, when you're a professional wrestler by trade, you never retire until you're dead. Yep. So, I mean, I've been asked a couple of times, but it's hard to break me away from. I've been hanging on the sidelines, man, for 4 years with my son. My wife and I moved here for the sole reason of watching our son grow up in a very, you know, an unbelievable surroundings. It's been fabulous. So living out that script for the last 4 years,
yeah.
Me not having to go back and forth to Hollywood and do anything and be able to set our time aside because he plays baseball, plays football. So we've just been parents, you know, for 4 years, and it's just been the best part of my life. It's
which awesome. Is awesome.
And then I get to meet him.
I know.
Guys like that, you know, that are around
beautiful,
here.
Beautiful, amazing man.
And can I say one of the, like, humble dudes I've ever met. Also, when we sat down at sushi that night, you smelled like gasoline. He was 15 minutes late.
Sucked.
I was like, fucking Goldberg. Fucking Goldberg. Bill, you piece of shit.
I'm a pompous asshole that I would treat people the way that I wouldn't want to be treated and be late. No, there was an excuse. And
what was the excuse? You don't be. You're not late for a dinner.
Well, for
with
the
Eli.
First time in my life, I tried to suck on a gas pump.
I love this.
Inadvertently, and so literally, I showered myself with fully dispensed freaking gas pump, and I was too late and too close to turn around. So I went to dinner, and the freaking waitresses. Yeah,
you went full Aaron Bushnell.
We thought he was lying. I was like, this dude's making excuses. Cody's there, and then he's like, down, and we're like, whoa, Goldberg, what the fuck?
Exactly.
The entire sushi place is like,
sir, you stink.
Yeah, but I pay good money, and you know I like your sushi, so that's all you they can deal with about. It for a half hour, and yeah. We're good.
As long as the tip comes in and it's good, that's all they care about.
I guess, man. It was a great place, and actually, Matt's the one who turned me on to the place. So
yeah,
really.
Wait, which place are we talking about?
Onikos.
Onikos.
Oh yeah,
it's a good spot.
One of the best.
Yeah, love it.
You wouldn't think about it in Texas, but they actually have great sushi there.
Yeah, I mean, coming from San Diego, yeah, you kind of don't expect San Antonio to be like the sushi mecca of the Midwest, right? But, I mean, yeah, it was a gnarly restaurant.
Weird hidden spot that's amazing. Eli, I want to give you a shout-out here. This event that you guys throw is simply amazing. How do you get all these fucking people out here?
Cody, Demo, they just get to say, it's like, hey, you want to go shooting? And then everyone.
The more appropriate question is, how do you keep more people from getting here?
Yeah, exactly.
It is a scary
at the front,
thing.
There is a picture. You got to show the picture. Yeah. It's a nice little hidden code for now.
This is actually a pretty manageable crowd. When it's public, it's fucked. There's like 1,000 people at least out here.
It was miserable. And terrifying. I was in and out like the plague. Now you can't get me away from this place because it's comfortable. All my buddies are here, and it's not dangerous like it felt last time. I mean, you got all these people who have found success in the social media world that, you know, aren't like us traditionally growing up in our past, that don't necessarily have to have that conduit between their success and their knowledge of firearms. Mm-hmm. And so the first event was filled with more of that than this. So, yeah, I feel much more
comfortable. What about you? Did you grow up shooting?
No, I didn't, man. I didn't. My dad was a physician, and my mom was a concert violinist, and I grew up in Tulsa, Oklahoma, one of the only Jewish families in town. Yeah, the last thing I was a kid that had a gun. But, you know, and then I went to University of Georgia and spent a lot of time down in the Hoopy Swamp down in South Georgia and learned a lot about being a redneck and, you know, being a true human being as opposed to just hanging in your house and not getting dirty all the time. But I enjoyed it, man. It was a great transition. And like I say, I'm from Oklahoma originally, and then you move out to California after Georgia, and that's a culture shock to say the least.
Oh, yeah.
And then, you know, getting out of California as quick as a freaking deer and an open season, we moved here, and it's complete heaven. I mean, it's coming back to the blue collar. Hey, when I'm on a movie set, when I've been at TV project, I hang out with the stunt guys and the camera people.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not with the lead actor and the script writer.
Right.
You know, it's just me. I'm a grunt. I'm just that guy. I'm a Midwestern dude. And so coming here and being in this surroundings and being around these people and meeting new people, it's just been a wonderful experience.
And I can vouch for that. In Wilmington, North Carolina, you were shooting a movie with one of our co-stars in Range 15, Mindy Robinson.
Oh, Mindy! And, yeah. Mindy! My girl, Mindy! Man, Mindy. I love Mindy. Freaking Code Tours girl.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And so, and Randy was in Range 15 as well, and you were on set, so on the Wilmington job, I saw you on set hanging out with everybody, and
man,
I was like,
that was awesome.
Does this motherfucker ever go back to the trailer? And no. I mean, you hang out all day, you eat with the extras, you with everybody.
I married
a
stunt woman.
Yes. And how did that come about?
We don't want to talk about that. But,
really?
Yeah, we do. Here's the deal. And I'll cut right to it. I was single. I flew up a month before the shoot started to recruit for one scene, and that scene was a strip club scene with 49 naked strippers in it. Right?
Come on.
So I went up there early with my assistant.
You got a real rough life, Bill.
It sucked.
It sucked, man.
So we literally...
Let's show up early, guys. Make sure they got their lines right.
We auditioned every one of them, quote unquote, right?
Yeah,
we didn't audition them. We just looked at them. And it was an excuse for us to do what we did. So leading up to the day where all of them were displayed at the rehearsal, it was a strip club scene. I break in as Santa Claus. I was Santa Claus, by the way. Jewish Santa Claus. Killer Jewish Santa Claus. I break in. I kill the bouncers at the front. I get into it with the bartender and a patron, and they start chasing me with axes. And I jump from a table to a swing. And there's where I meet the stunt woman on set. Well, we go in for that day, And I'm sitting at my table, and I'm kind of just looking around. And then I have a friend there, my assistant. And I said, Josh, do me a favor. There's 49 girls in here that are completely naked. There's one that's got a robe on. Go check it out. See what her story is. The only one that wasn't naked, that's who I married.
No way.
Yep.
True story. How long has it been?
Not long enough. But 15 years, man.
15 it's, years.
Especially in showbiz.
It's a long time. But we're soulmates. We were both involved in a relationship when we met. We dropped everything. We knew. I'm not speaking for her, but I'd like to think that we both knew first love at first sight, and we've been together ever since, you know.
And she's amazing. He has some amazing stories about her.
She's so far above me, dude. I outpunted my coverage by 6 football fields.
Yeah.
My wife's a model, a stunt woman, the marketing director for a 92-chain restaurant, and now she's a vet, you know.
Yeah.
So, I mean, and she had her own TV show. She's so far above me, but she's taken the role of mom, and she runs a neonatal care institute for exotic animals, and she's very fulfilled right now. But truth be told, she's more of a movie star than I am. You're the charity work. I'm the janitor, and she's the queen. Let's just say
she's got to mop up after your bullshit, and I understand that. And I think at a certain age, you've probably done all the things in this life. I mean, you've been famous forever. You're over all the bullshit. Like, could you imagine going to a club or a dating app and trying to find somebody at this point? Like,
they can't get me to get on Cameo for shit's sake, let alone a dating app or walking into a club. So, yeah, I couldn't imagine it. It'd be like pulling that 9th wisdom tooth I had.
Yeah.
There's no fucking way, man, that I could do something like that. I mean, Matt, I mean, I love all you guys, right? And it's an opportunity to come do killer shit like this, see my buddy Eli, see Matt. But if he wouldn't have let me drive right up here and park here, I would not have come.
Of course not.
Yeah. No, I wouldn't have. 1,000%.
I know.
Like, nah.
And it's not because I'm pretentious. It's not because I deserve this or that. It's just I'm at a point in my life where I just don't give a shit. And I weigh everything by pluses and minuses. And if it doesn't fucking add up, I don't do it. And it's just the way we all live to be that person to where we can make that fucking choice and not feel guilty about it and live our lives and do what we want to do. And I'm there.
Also, yeah. Big shout out to dude. He showed up the day before Christmas Eve just to film a Veterans Day episode.
Really?
Him and Tim Kennedy showed up the day before Christmas Eve because I was like, hey, we're doing a Veterans Day episode. And they're like, let's fucking do this thing. And that night they came out, fucking did it just for that. And that was just an extra episode.
But here's the deal. My thing is that as cool as that was, I couldn't have done it. I couldn't have done any of it if they didn't give me the opportunity to do it.
Mm-hmm.
So I can't get out there and hopefully raise people's awareness about something if they don't give me the medium to fucking do it. So I'm useless if you don't have guys like this who have everybody's ear right now and their eyes,
yep,
and can get it out there. You know, I mean, it's a great situation, and he's a friend, and I do it regardless if it was a veteran issue or not. But you know, coming from Oceanside, California, and being more military centric than there to the place that I live now, that's unbelievable. I mean, I've walked into heaven as far as a guy who appreciates our military.
Yeah. And then hopefully everybody moving from California won't bring their politics over here, but we'll see.
They're up in Austin. They can stay up in Austin.
Yeah.
Keep everything up in Austin.
We're in the suburbs out there, so we're just on the fringe of it where we see it. Either way, we appreciate you being here on the show today.
It's an honor, man.
You're one of the best in the biz. You have any movies coming out? What are you working on? Are you all in on Colorado?
I'm just rolling on Colorado,
there
man.
You go.
I mean, we've got a couple projects in L.A. They want me to be a series regular on some at the end of the year, but you know, you got to weigh those options, man. And
you do. And do you want to miss out on your son playing college football
now? I'm not going to miss out.
That's what I'm saying.
So if it works around that, I can do something, but there's nothing more important in my life than my family at this point. Well, for the rest of my time. So
exactly.
You know.
Exactly.
Well, so hey, you never know.
We'll see. Congratulations on all your success. Congratulations to your son.
Thank you so much.
Best of luck. Hopefully he goes pro. And then you
never know.
You never know.
I just want him to have a successful career and have fun. That's all. And a successful college experience and have fun.
Exactly. Because college is a blast.
100%.
It's a blast.
I don't know how I lived through it.
Me neither.
All of us.
You were UGA. I was at Ohio State.
Exactly.
Mean, dude.
Both of us.
How is that?
We lived through it.
I grew up in Georgia.
The last time I was at a frat party, I threw an air conditioner through their front window.
What? And that was like 2 weeks ago.
That was last. Yeah, that was last week at UTSA.
That was the ATO house.
That was the ATO house, exactly. That was AE Pie. I don't even remember those. I never went there.
And Eli, thank you for having us out here today. Yeah. Unsubscribe Podcast is getting bigger and bigger. You guys just did a live tour. How was that?
That was fucking retarded.
Sold out every night, right?
Yeah. It was four shows in a week, all sold out.
Now you know how bad that sucks. We don't do it on a regular basis.
No.
We do one and then fuck off for a while.
Yes.
That's hard, man.
That's exactly what we're going to do from now on out.
I will leave you with this advice, and they'll appreciate this. Hulk Hogan once told me, make him pay.
Yeah.
Make him wait. Don't show up every Monday on the Monday Night Raw. Don't show up every Thursday on the Thunder. Don't show up every Friday. Make him wait for you. Make him anticipate. I remember the day when we wouldn't announce people showing up. And they just show up and people went fucking berserk.
Yeah.
Now, it's all predetermined when you're going to be there. There's no surprises, really. They use it to draw. So, yeah, that's my
advice. Let them cook. Let them cook.
Bingo.
I talked to Hulk 2 months ago. He's about to start his own podcast as well. Maybe you'll be a guest on there.
Oh, I'd love to, man. Hulkster taught me so much stuff. Man.
He's down there at Hogan's Hangout down there in Clearwater. Ric Flair is his neighbor.
Ric Flair was my brother's roommate in college.
Shut the fuck up.
I swear to God.
How's your brother still alive?
Well, I can tell you some stories about Rick to where you would think that him being Nature Boy was crazy. Yeah.
College was even worse.
Oh, God. Yeah. Well, he was kicked off the football team and wasn't in school and lived during the summer with my brother when his parents thought he was still on the team and enrolled. So, yeah. You're welcome, Rick.
Yeah, you're welcome, Rick. And if you're out there, look, blame him, not us.
Blame me, kid.
That's all you got to do. Goldberg, thanks for being on the show.
Honor and a privilege, sir.
Eli, thank you for having us out here today. Follow Unsubscribe Podcast and subscribe to Unsubscribe.
And watch
YouTube.
Goldberg's Garage on YouTube.
Exactly.
Goldberg's Garage.
It's actually a great show. It's really fun. I like it.
Thank
like, you.
You
and Steve doing with his cat all the time at his fucking ranch is hilarious.
Here's the deal. I could trump freaking everybody, and he'll tell you with the animal thing. I just can't do it.
What do you got?
Oh, fuck. We got 5 kangaroo at the front gate.
Really?
Yeah.
The bodyguards, they check IDs.
Do you got Joey's? You got boys?
Jacked? We've got.
Because they fight each other all the time, right?
Yes.
It's crazy.
We got a baby. We got this 2-month-old in the kitchen right now hanging from the frick. Yeah, fuck me. There's a fox that's this big at the house right now. Its eyes aren't even open. Wanda's feeding it with a syringe. So, yes, I love his cat stuff, but I've got like a para David that guest stars on the show every once in a while. But, yeah, I can't jump into the animal thing.
Has a kangaroo ever gotten out of control where you punched it?
No.
Okay.
No, my wife would kill me. My wife would kill me if something happened.
But also, I feel like the kangaroo could take a punch.
Well, that one could. He was all jacked on roids.
Was that what it was?
It looked like it. Yeah. Or growth hormone or something. Or gorilla hormones or some shit.
I'm just saying, put your kangaroos on a few cycles. See what happens.
I'm good. Thank you, gentlemen.
Thanks for being here.
Love you guys.
Next up, we got MontanaKnifeCompany.com. Montana Knife Company was founded by one of its most experienced master bladesmiths in the world, Josh Smith. You know Josh Smith. He's been on the show. Big fan. He's been making knives for 30 years. All of them made in the USA, manufactured locally in Montana. They've all been designed, tested, and built by hunters. Montana Knife Company is a hunting knife company, first and foremost. Sharpest knives out of the box and the easiest knives to sharpen. Montana Knife Company is a young company, and they're working hard to keep up the demands. But Montana knives sell out within minutes of being released. So head on over to MontanaKnifeCompany.com to see what's available now. For the first time ever, they've got all their knives in stock. So head on over there right now. You can grab yourself a Blackfoot 2.0, Speed Goat, or a Stonewall Skinner.
Use the code DB10 for 10% off your first order. Go to MontanaKnifeCompany.com. Use the code DB10 for 10% off your first order. Highly recommends those kitchen knives, dude. Got those from my wife over Christmas. Best in the biz.
And now we welcome Build the Wall Governor! What? You just had a fight, dude.
Dude. It's because he's Mexican.
Dude, you know whenever I jump on Instagram and I make a comment, like if I'm trolling like the president, you know? Always and never fails. You see me tag you all the time. Yep. People are like, build the wall, Governor. I'm like, God damn it. You said that like 4 years ago and it follows me around.
The only way, though, I can say it is in the Michael Buffer voice to give you what you need.
Yeah.
Build the wall, Governor.
Yeah, I just own it.
That was actually 5 years ago.
What's that?
Yeah, it was a long time. Five years ago at this point.
That's where I started, man.
Oh. That's crazy. Yeah. And then you hosted Shane Gillis' podcast.
Yeah, dude, I was on Shane Gillis. Oh, yeah, Reddit ate me up, dude. They fucking...
What happened?
Dude, I think they just didn't know who I was. I'm always this guy, always crazy, right? And I think they just didn't know who I was. I hopped on there. I was just myself, right? And then I hopped on Reddit, and people were like, fuck this guy. And I was like, And then I hopped in to, like, defend myself, and then someone said, stay out of the comments, brother.
Yeah.
And I was like, and then I responded, and then someone else was like, don't do it, man. And then I was like, Okay. And then one of the comments, everyone was shitting on me, and one person said, he should have died in Iraq. And then people were like, no, and laughing, crying faces. And I started laughing, and I was like, you know what? I'm going to go ahead and stay out of the comments, right? But I got like 400 followers from it, and like 30 DMs, like, hey, brother, fan acquired, don't listen to them. And I was just like, but I do have a dick pic in Shane Gillis' house when I was taking a pee.
Really?
Yeah. I was peeing, and I was like, dude, this is Shane Gillis' toilet. So I took a dick pic because a girl texted me like, what are you doing? And I just took a picture, and I was like, peeing in Shane Gillis' toilet, and I sent it to her. She's like, you know, you've never sent me a dick pic, and this is the first one, but I'm proud of you. And I was like, yeah.
How did you even get the call to be on Shane Gillis' podcast? Did they tell you why they called you?
It was mostly the, because I'm a comic and Naked and Afraid.
Oh, no shit.
Yeah.
Okay.
And then it was a comic that I work with, Josh Cabaza, right? He, mm-hmm. like, was producing their shows and stuff. And he's been in the comic game for a minute. He just called me like, get free tomorrow, 3 p.m. Can you get free? And I'm like, well, it depends. He's like, get free.
Yeah.
And I'm like, what is... He's like, Shane Gillis' house. You're doing a podcast. I was like, okay, yeah. And I just hit up my work. My boss is like, yeah, fuck it, dude.
Because we've been top 40 for 8 consecutive years now. But Shane's show is like, fuck, number 4, I think, in the world.
Yeah.
And it's nuts. And obviously, after he was on SNL and everything else, he's exploded. He's got a new show on Netflix. Dude. Did you know what you were walking into?
Honestly, dude, I had never watched their pod. I know who Shane Gillis is, right? I know who Matt is.
Mm-hmm.
I just showed up. I didn't really do a whole lot of research. I just showed up as myself, man. It was an honor, man. Like, I talk about it all the time. I'm just some kid from Laredo, Texas. Grew up sleeping on floors and shit. And it's like, I slowly just keep inching forward. And I fucking love it, man. I'm very fortunate, man. It was awesome.
Yeah, it was cool to see you on there. But as far as staying out of the comments, it's funny. There was a thing with Jon Stewart last night. I don't know if you saw it. So he did a piece on Trump on his show, on The Daily Show on Monday night, about him overinflating his properties to gain extra money and everything else. The New York Post actually ran an article last night that Jon Stewart himself overinflated his property by 829%. And he immediately hops on Twitter and tries to defend himself. And that's wrong move to do. Yep, you got to stay out of the comments.
Stay out of the comments.
So,
like, if you're going to the comments, it should only be to troll people.
Yeah.
If you go on and try to make serious points, you're going to light your ass up. There's no point in doing that shit.
None. And for me, I try not to read the comments unless I'm screenshotting for an advertiser or something like that, because I don't want it to affect the rest of my day.
Oh, dude. When I saw he should have died in Iraq, somebody said, no, and they put laughing, crying faces. And they put like the crying faces, like the sad, no, and they put, and I started screaming of laughter. I was like, that's fucking funny. Dude.
That's why really I always read the comments, because I'm looking for gems like that.
Yeah.
Like, that's just fucking funny, man.
It was funny, dude. Yeah, and what's so funny is I was like, oh, man, I wonder how that went, this and that. And then Matt just said, never read the comments, brother. And I go, nope. And he goes, don't do it. Never.
Nope.
Ever. And I was like, really? He's like, I don't need that. And I didn't understand, but I'd never been on their pod, right, or senior pod.
Sure.
If you read a lot of the other, it's a common occurrence, right? I guess the higher you go, like, and now I've realized, like, if, even if you go on, like, Rogan's page, everybody's like, oh, and they just find, people are mad about something, right?
Oh, yeah.
I learned, man. I definitely learned that day. I was like, stay the fuck out of the comments, dude.
Yeah, because when it gets that big, I mean, everybody loves you on our show, so it didn't really matter. Everything was always positive and all love. When you go on somebody else's, they don't know who you are.
I'm just some random dude. Like, they're like, he needs to lay off the cocaine. I'm like, this is me all the time, motherfucker.
I know. You are human cocaine.
Yeah.
To say the least.
You want to know what cocaine does to me?
Really? It just mellows you out? Nothing?
I don't like it. Well, the whole time I think my heart's going to explode, but yeah. I don't talk or anything, dude. I've done it like few times. I did not inhale, though. I did not inhale. You know?
You just like the way it smells. That's it.
Yeah, it smells like gasoline, actually. But
when you're out here today like this, do you feel like you're overseas?
You feel like what?
You're
like
overseas?
Nah. I mean, dude, I wasn't some hardcore fucking war vet. I definitely got blown up and small engagements.
You got
shit,
raped
right?
a but couple like, times too, right?
Yeah.
What's up?
You got raped a couple times?
Yeah. Before the Marine Corps. That's why I joined the Marine Corps. Yeah. Okay. Yeah, okay. Thanks for reminding me.
Hey, I actually had an artist paint it, and I'm mailing it to your fucking
house. That's actually awesome. Yeah. I would actually put that up in my house.
Would you put a rape painting up of you being raped?
Oh, man, dude.
With Diddy behind you?
Yeah. Oh, man.
And then Meek Mill's in the corner pounding off?
Yeah.
Dude, I would do one if it was a depiction of me at Epstein Island. I would just cancel myself, dude. Don't read the comments now, dude.
Yeah, definitely don't read them now. Yeah.
What's a trip, man, is after Naked and Afraid, I hopped on your guys' podcast, and Discovery Channel hit me up after, and they're like, Mr. Governor, you did a podcast without our consent, and it's not the first, but should be the last time. And I was like, oh. So after that, to be honest, even when I hopped on Shane Gillis, like, dude, I didn't have time to hit up Discovery. Can I do Shane Gillis' podcast?
Sure.
I just did it.
They would have said no anyways, by the way.
100%. Yeah. And so as they were talking, he just kept on being like, so how is it out there? Did she look good? And I was like, yeah, man, I was a sniper in the Marines. He's like, I don't fucking care. You should have died in Iraq, man. Like, so I was all terrified, man, but I think that phase is over. Like, if I hop on again, this is what you get, dude.
Yeah, so is that a possibility? Because a lot of people are asking. After the last time you were on All Stars. That aired and it's ended. Is there going to be another one? Is there going to be an ultimate survivor, Naked and Afraid?
I mean, dude, if they invite me and it works, then fuck yeah, man. I'm all about just like, dude, we're all going to die, man. Right? We're all going to fucking
mori.
Die.
Yeah.
Boom! Fucking yeah. Anyway. Yeah, dude, we're all going to die and just like, take all the opportunities, man. Like, I don't want to fucking... I've got a pretty normal job, right? And, like, I still have a pretty damn cool life because I just take these opportunities, right? Even, like, the first time I did Naked and Afraid, I didn't even ask work. I just said yes. I did the whole process, and they're like, all right, here's your plane ticket. You leave in a week. And I was like, oh, shit. And then I went to work, and I was like, hey, guys, I don't have vacation. And they were like, well, we could probably work it out. And I'm like... Well, cool. Right on. Because if you don't, I gotta just.
Yeah. What if they do it in Haiti next time?
Oh man, that'll be dope, dude.
It's you versus barbecue.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Did you eat a human?
What's that?
Did you eat a human?
Would I eat a human? Only if they did not die in vain. Like if they doused themselves in gasoline in front of the embassy.
Oh, I'll start shouting "Free Palestine" right now. Don't get me started, dude.
Dude, there is a. You know, I tried to promote my comedy show. And I got fucking removed again. They, like, logged me out of my Instagram because I took the picture or I took the video of the guy walking outside of the embassy. And he's like, and then he walks outside the embassy and he douses himself in gasoline. He takes another breath. And right when he lights it, I cut the video off. And I said, me when you don't go to my comedy show on March 9th. And I posted it on my Instagram. Dude, I had it up for, like, 40 minutes. It had... thousands and thousands of views. It had over 100 comments. People were arguing already, dude. Had a whole bunch of likes. I was like, yes. And then I went to somebody responding to someone else fighting in the comments. And then I clicked it. And then I got logged out of my Instagram. And it was like, you're promoting violence. Like, we're going to remove your account. And all. And I was like, that's funny, dude.
I know.
I didn't even show anything. I just showed the moment where he's like, and it just said, me if you don't go to my comedy show March 9th with the caption over here, right? So he wouldn't die in vain. I was trying to help the guy. So he didn't die for nothing.
Make his sacrifice meaningful.
Yeah, dude. Yeah. But that's what I was trying to do. I just wanted to make sure he didn't die in vain because he kind of did, you know?
Don't you think it helped the Air Force, though? Do they get extra?
Oh, no. But it did help. Like, Palestine's all fine now.
Okay, yeah, cool.
It's not a real place, but it's fine.
Yeah. Like what I remember is, you know, they used to call Marines the dumbest branch, and I'm sure they've called the Army the dumber branch. But I don't know any Marines or Army guys that have intentionally lit themselves on fire.
Not intentionally.
Not intentionally. Yeah, 100% by accident, right? Yeah, but, like, so I think the Air Force is the dumbest branch.
Yeah. If you're if you're doing a stand-up set, though, here, let's say you're doing a tight 15 here today.
Yeah.
I'd highly recommend you do it at the end of your set.
I mean,
there's a ton of influencers here. You blow up, pun intended.
Yeah. What did he say? Yeah. Yeah, what did he say? Fucking, I will no longer be complicit in genocide.
Oh, he
is. Dude, there was a dude that tattooed the dude's name. I don't even want to say the guy's name to give him clout. But he fucking, like 2 days later, I saw somebody and they got his name tattooed on his face. And I was like, that's not going to age well.
Yeah.
No.
No, right? I've actually got George Floyd's name tattooed around the rim of my asshole.
He does.
Yeah. Yep. Nice.
But you've got to, like, pull it taut to see it because there's wrinkles, obviously.
Right? Yeah. Yeah. And then we tried to come up with some Ziploc bags that said, I can't breathe on there, but that trademark was taken. Too soon for you, or?
What's up?
Too soon for you?
Nah. No, I'm just scared of getting canceled because of the fucking TV thing. So I'm like, nah, bro, you're a terrible, horrible human being. I didn't say it. You did.
No, it's fine. It's fine. Just don't try to pass off a $20 bill in Minneapolis.
Yeah.
Or sell loose cigarettes.
Yeah. Just don't do any of that
stuff. I've got a bit, because I am colorblind, right? And
colorblind?
I'm actually colorblind.
Is that true?
Yes, swear to God. I was a colorblind scout sniper. Like, think about that.
That's not even legal. So are we black to you?
No.
That's all right.
But just think about it. I was a colorblind sniper. They'd be like, in Iraq, they'd be like, shoot the brown guy. And I'd be like, and they'd be like, the other brown guy. And I'm like, oh. Grandpappy would be so proud, right? But anyway, I have a...
His white grandfather.
To clarify, my white, not my mom's, because, you know,
he's the other one, the good one.
He'd be upset, you know, because he was brown. I've got a bit on, like... Like how the hardest part about being colorblind is the LGBT community. And then I say, because they all have their own flag with their own colors attached to their own sexuality. And I'll be like, allegedly. And then I talk about how I call somebody like, oh, what's up, brother? You're brother now, right? You're trans. And they're like, I'm pansexual. And then on stage, I'm like, it's whatever, dude. I call you all the same thing behind your back anyway. And everybody laughs, right? And then I go, fucking fabulous. And everybody laughs.
Yeah.
Because I didn't say it. And then I'll be like, what'd you think I was going to say? And then I say another word that I'm not going to say because I don't want to get...
Why not? We don't care here.
What word do you think it is?
The N-word.
Yeah.
What's that?
N-word?
No. Actually, I wouldn't say that word.
Justin, all you do is say the N-word, though, off there, like, all the time. Over and over again. Why are you looking around?
Because my friend Davey Jackson says the N-word all the time. He's somewhere around here,
Is there black people here?
No,
they're not allowed, I don't think.
I don't think so either.
No,
right?
There's a couple, yeah.
Hold on, there's a couple. There's a real live Native American over there, by the way. I think, right? Or is that a costume?
No, he is actually. I asked him because I was about to say some dicey stuff. I was like, hey, are you actually Native American? He's like, I am. I was like, and then my buddy Davey, right, he was like, he made a smallpox joke. And then I was like, I just asked for that reason.
Go start rubbing a blanket in his face.
Yeah.
Moana.
That never happened. Moana. By the way.
Return the innocence. Do you remember that commercial?
Ask him if he liked Flowers of the Colored Moose. What the fuck is the name of that movie?
Flowers for Algernon?
Yeah. I didn't see it. Delka's the only one that saw it. What was it? Flowers of the what moon?
Summer. Killer.
The Killer Moon. That's it, dude. It's one of those movies that was just forgetful to me. I was like, all right, cool, man.
Kind
of
like the dude that lit himself on fire.
Yeah. Or the whole Native American experience and everything else. So we've never had one on the show. We got to get him on.
Yeah. He actually is Native. I asked him.
That's what I'm saying. I think we've done 1,500 episodes. We've never had a Native American on. So we'll have him on. I feel like, though, that this is his ground. So do we have to pray or something before we get him
no,
on?
No, we just burned some sage.
Okay. I'll burn some sage.
Dude, I had a buddy of mine that I served with in the Marines. He was Native American. He's a scout sniper also, right? He's a total badass. And he said that it is in their culture to be a warrior, obviously, right? We all know that. And he said that people have asked him in the past if, you know, he thought that it was if you thought that it was upsetting because he was Native American serving for the Americans who kind of ruined, you know, their you know, whole thing that they had going on, like their lives. And he said they also believe in their culture. And so his grandfather had to give him a talk before he signed up. And he's like, hey, I know you might be upset, but it is in your destiny to become a warrior. And you are given the opportunity to fight for the land you now live on. And so that's why you joined the Marine Corps.
No shit.
It's pretty badass, right?
That's wild.
He's like, you're going to fulfill your destiny and go fight. And so he's like, okay. So he's like, that's why I joined, because my grandfather said it is my destiny to, you know, be a warrior. And though it's not for my tribe, it's for the country I live in. And he served. That's pretty dope.
Well, let me ask you this. Did he live?
No.
Did he not?
Nah, he did.
Oh, fuck, dude. I was like, God damn it. We can't go there today, can we?
Nah, he's a good dude. And oddly enough, he was our navigation guy. He would, like, look around and just knew. He
put
like,
his ear to the ground.
What's up?
Put his ear to the ground.
Yeah, he put his ear to the ground, dude.
Smoke signal. Yeah, yeah. I want to ask you guys something. Being here on range day, any desire to go out and shoot anything today?
Myself?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because I figure for guys like you, you're just like, dude, I've done this shit. Nah, like, I don't really care.
Nah, bro. Where I'm at is I'm not one of those dudes, like a bro vet, always hanging out with only veterans. Like, I've distanced myself. I have a normal-ass job. I do comedy. I do all these things. And I kind of do it on purpose to, like, just kind of let go of that part of my life. And then the second I hear machine gun fire, I'm just like, ugh.
It does get you hard, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, as soon as that minigun went off,
yeah,
he was all bricked up.
So then I'm like, dude, I want to shoot some shit, man. Like, it just feels good. Sure. You get a high,
yeah.
Feel good for a day, and then tomorrow I'll wake up, just go back to fucking being normal, you know?
You'll be 22 tomorrow, you know?
Yeah, dude, yeah.
Yeah.
Not the age, I get
nailed
it.
Nailed it. Nailed it. Last question for you here. You fought recently again. Did you win?
Every
time you fight, I never see if you win or lost on your Instagram. Yeah, Is that intentional?
Yeah. No, again, if you look at my IG, it goes in phases. I'll build up a comedy show happens, next thing's a fight, build it up, it happens, you know, and I kind of move on to the next thing that I'm kind of progressing towards, right? My life is this, but yeah, I won, it was a great fight, it was a great match, learned a ton of shit, and, you know, props to my opponent, it was pretty catty fight of you, a lot of cheap shots, I guess, on both ends, and... It was dope, man. Nothing but respect for him.
Is there an age that you're going to quit at and not fight anymore?
That's the hardest thing for a fighter in general, man.
I know.
38. I should probably not have taken that match. I did well, right? I had somebody ask me the other day, like, hey, you done fighting? And I said, dude, I'm 38. And he's like, I'm 37. Fight me. It'll be a good fight. Bitch, like, he was kind of joking, but he walked off, and then I was like, I could do, it's like, dude, fucking let it go, brother.
It doesn't leave, right?
It doesn't leave.
Yeah.
You know?
I could see you doing this in your 40s, for sure, just to test yourself.
Yeah.
Because you're one of those guys that does shit like that, just to test yourself.
Yeah, but I definitely wouldn't fucking fight a 25-year-old.
But somebody another 35, right? Age,
like, let's fucking...
Start fighting women.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, dude, so easy.
Not
dude,
even
so
in
easy.
The ring, just, like, date one, and then...
Yeah.
Whatever happens, happens, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Go full New York City on her. We just sock her in the face and then run away.
Run away, yeah.
Oh, yeah. They're doing that now.
They are doing that. That's a fun game, you know?
It's a quality.
It's just for something later in life. It's kind of a side quest for you.
Yeah, dude. Equal rights. And
yeah. Well, look, we appreciate you being here. Tell everybody where they can find you on social media.
At Justin Governall on pretty much all platforms. Where are you at? That camera. At
there
Justin Governall, Governale. Build the wall, Governor.
Well, look, I was going to say, if you see him in the streets, it's Justin Build the Wall, Governor. That's what you got to say to him in the streets.
Yeah, it's all over my Instagram comments. Anytime I comment on anything, one of your fans always just tags me.
I make sure to comment Build the Wall, Governor.
Yeah.
So that way they don't forget. Yeah. You're a lot like 9/11 to me. I don't want people to ever forget.
Hashtag never forget. Yeah.
Okay. Great seeing you, buddy. Thanks for being on. Build the wall, Governor!
Last but not least, sponsor-wise, today we got HardAFSeltzer.com. Let's go, baby! We're now live in Florida, Georgia, Alabama, Tennessee, North Carolina, Ohio, and Texas. Got two more states coming at you here in August. Can't wait to tell you what those are. In the meantime, if you're in one of the states I just mentioned, go to hardafseltzer.com, click on the store locator, enter your city or zip, and it'll take you to the closest location nearest you. In Texas, we're in over 50 HEBs, every single Total Wine's in the state, and that Kroger down there in Houston. Buy out that Kroger, dude. We're trying to get in a Kroger nationally. That'll help out there. Alabama, we're in all the Piggly Wigglies down there. Shit, Bama's celebrating. As of today, they're in the Elite Eight in basketball. Who knew? Nick Saban retires. Football team's probably on the way down, I would imagine. But basketball's going great for those guys. There was a dope-ass honky man with a mustache last night who just torched it for 32 points. So they're celebrating in Tuscaloosa. Head on over to Rama Jamma and grab you some there and watch that game on Sunday nights. Also, you can head on down to Corks and Tops on campus there and celebrate. Sorry, Auburn. You guys lost. You're out of the tournament. But we are Tiger Liquors. If you want to drown your sorrows in some 8%, zero carb, zero sugar, seltzer, for Christ's sakes. Florida's open. All the Total Wines in Florida down there. Wilmington, North Carolina got the Total Wines there. All the brunches, restaurants out there. Nashville, Tennessee. Frugal McDougal's rocking. All the Total Wines in Tennessee as well. Smoky Mountain Axe House is raging. You can throw axes, watch some of the games, and party out there and drink some hard AF seltzer. Columbus, Ohio. Ohio State's going off, dude. Standard Hall on campus. 14-0 Liquors down there on campus. Pint House in the Short North. Urban Myers Pint House out there. Everybody's watching the games, loading up. If you want to see it in a store near you, if you're in one of those states, just tell them to carry it, dude. Just say, we want hard AF seltzer. Demand it. Damn it. Now, if you're not in one of those states or one of the surrounding states, we still ship right to your house at hardafseltzer.com. Grab a 12-pack and support us and support the show.
Yeah, we're back with two of the biggest dirtbags in America. Davey Guac Johnson.
A lot of Guac Jackson is what I think you meant to say there.
We've been drinking. Yeah, I don't give a shit.
I'm drinking Johnson, this hop Jackson. Water. Let's go.
You are. Ooh. I'm not. We're drinking hard AF seltzer. Eli, this piece of shit, you already know. You've been on the show before.
Yeah, good to be back. I haven't seen you guys in years.
You haven't seen us since you hated all the police officers.
Yeah, it turns out some of them are cool. Turns out you're the one who sucks.
I know, right?
Look how white Eli's teeth are. Jesus, how much cocaine have you been doing?
Is that what it does? Does
cocaine make your teeth? Whitens your teeth. Yeah, is that's documented. Really? Yeah, that's you can Wikipedia true. That. No, that's 100% factual.
I don't think that's true. I don't think that's true. So you... Huge into coke, obviously.
I haven't touched a drug in 11 months.
Come on.
Or alcohol.
Is that real?
Yeah.
Wow. Court mandated?
What, no. You got somebody else blowing it up your nose, or how's it work?
Boofing doesn't count. Yeah. You can put it in your prison pocket. That doesn't count as anything. Yeah, my friends have a strict roofie me if we go out policy.
That's a free lapse. Nice.
That's well, that's actually Bobby Flacco. He will give you some ketamine.
I mean, yeah. you hang out with those people long enough, you just catch the the
Bobby
buzz.
Flacco.
I mean, he wrote a goddamn song called Ketamine. For
he sure did, on, dude. That's going to happen. Now, Davey, I met you before all this shit got kicked off today.
Oh, yeah.
And I said, hey, you look like a heroin addict.
There's a reason for that.
Yes, I am.
I 100%.
Is that true, by the way?
Yeah. Huge into heroin,
not now, right?
Cocaine. I've been sober for quite some time. 10 years. Not to brag, Eli, but I've been sober for 10 years.
Yeah, Eli's bullshit.
I've had a free lapse here and there. I thought you were going to say like 2 weeks or something.
2 weeks.
Because I can get, if you've been gone for 10 years, I can't pull you back.
Oh, you can't. No,
2 weeks, so I'll get you.
You don't have to try that hard, honestly.
Will get you?
I do reverse rehab.
Mostly strippers. If you bring me around a few strippers and a pile of cocaine, I'll be back in it.
Joel, take your clothes off.
Joel, yes, sir.
I've got
nude.
Cocaine. Give him a funky Joel, take baseline. Your clothes off.
Strippers will get him back. Yeah, we will. But I was asking you, I was like, dude, I've got a theory about Anthony Bourdain, and only you can confirm this.
Mm.
When you get that rich and you're having the best meals on the planet, the best pussy on the planet, you're staying in the best hotels, do you end up killing yourself because it's not as great as heroin?
I think so. Absolutely. Like, you get to the pinnacle of life and it's still not as good as doing a fat shot of dope. What do you have left to live for?
Is that true,
at
though?
At that point. I don't know if it was true for Anthony Bourdain. It's definitely true for me, though.
Was he a recovered heroin addict?
Yes. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And that's
cocaine, heroin.
Because I think Chester.
Chester Bennington.
Bennington.
Yeah, Linkin Park, shout out.
He was right after that.
Well, no, he was right after Cornell.
Oh, that's
Cornell
right,
killed
dude.
Himself. They yep. were beef fries, and he killed himself.
Allegedly.
Like a month
allegedly.
Later.
Allegedly. I mean, he was probably jerking off. He was doing a little autoerotic asphyxiation.
Could be, yeah, dude. Is that what you're saying?
He had the belt around his neck, bro. That was a terrible jerk off.
Maybe he was shooting heroin in his neck.
I think that was that's good. Good point, actually.
You know what?
It's a good point.
That's a great call. Eli's probably right about that.
But I think...
belt up your neck real quick so you can bulge those veins and get in there.
The only one we know for sure was an accident was David Carradine, right? Because he was dressed like a geisha. Nobody's going out like that.
Yeah, you don't want to die like that.
He was in a geisha.
Was he really in a geisha?
Full paint.
That's badass.
Fucking
belt,
on the show. Belt yep. around the neck. Fucking, you know, in a closet, too.
With the wig and everything?
All of it. In the kimono and the whole shit. Yeah. And so they've got him in the closet, and there was a Japanese or wherever, Chinese. They're all the same, obviously. Asian, whatever. They printed it on the cover of their newspaper, and so that's we always bring it up on the show of like, hey, dude,
I had no idea.
You're gonna belt off tonight, yeah?
What a legend!
Right,
that's incredible.
Is it legendary, or do you want to die a different way? Like the NXS guy, I like a lot because it was definitely a jack off sitch where he was strangle baiting.
Right.
So
I guess that's two then. Because Karen, you definitely, like, you don't dress up, you don't go to the trouble of dressing up like a geisha to kill yourself. It isn't like, it isn't like A Few Good Men where the dude got in his full fucking Marine Corps uniform and blew his brains out.
Right. Mm-hmm. Trans people usually end up committing suicide, and step one is dressing like a woman.
I think those,
hot take from
that's
Eli.
Two separate things, though, right?
Incredible.
One's autogynephilia, the other suicide.
Yeah. You got to separate them.
Wait,
keep them separate. You understand? The races, everything.
Separate, but
you got to keep them separate.
You got to segregate.
Offspring's racist as fuck, bro.
That whole
fucking tenure, I never got it.
Maybe they just like laundry.
Yeah. But for you, how long did you do heroin?
About 10 years. Well, I mean, heroin and opiates.
Okay.
You know, I dabbled in each one.
And at your height, how many opiates were you doing a day, and what were they?
The last real big bender I went on, I did about 20 perk 30s in like a 2 hour period.
Holy shit.
Yeah.
And what
I drank two
you?
Bottles of Maker's Mark too. Couldn't get drunk. And then all the perk 30s hit me at the same time. And, I mean, I just nodded out in my bathroom. That was actually on Christmas Eve. Merry Christmas, y'all.
Oh
yeah.
Shit.
Yeah, yeah.
Wait, Davey, I have a question.
Yeah.
Do you think that heroin preserves you? Makes
absolutely,
you look younger?
Absolutely, dude. And I don't know if it's because, like, the formaldehyde effect of heroin, or if it's just because you stay inside and never see the sun. I mean, either way.
UV does make you age, but vitamin D deficiency also makes you age, right?
Because everyone I know who's a heroin addict looks
tell that
like
to the vampires,
skin.
Dude.
Like, look at this guy's face.
But you're
thin. I'll tell it to Herschel
you're
Walker.
Thin.
I am thin. I've got a great, whatever that thing's called,
physique
metabolism. Also a penis, thank you. Sure,
I thought you were going to say HIV.
we never know, you know?
Yeah. Well, you can find out.
I refuse to get tested.
Don't do it.
It's like Schrodinger's cat.
Yeah.
If you don't test for it, you don't know if you have it. So do you really have it?
Schrodinger's AIDS.
I'm just going to keep fucking tying hookers.
Schrodinger's AIDS, yeah. If you don't collapse that wave function, you can't prove that I knew anything. By the way, they changed the law in California. You can fuck people if you have AIDS now. Give it to them, and it's not even a crime anymore.
It's true. I'm moving back.
Yeah.
It's true. Wow. Yeah, they made that rule just
winning.
For you, dude.
By winning, baby.
Moving back, dude. Because all you want to do is bear back with AIDS and just kind of have it a guessing game, you know?
And shoplift. You can do that in California.
Oh, yeah. Shit in the streets.
Oh, I'm in the Gucci store and giving people AIDS. That's what we're doing.
So you have to.
You can probably do it at the same time.
Looting and tooting.
It's a heroin addict dream.
If you do it the right time
really
of day.
Is.
Dude.
Yeah.
What's that?
If you do it at the right time of day, you can get both done, I think.
The Gucci bags?
So first thing you do is you crank about half of that shot into your arm, and then you hand it to somebody else.
Yep.
Which is the best way to transmit AIDS.
Obviously.
Needles,
yeah.
Right?
Sharing needles, yeah.
And then you just go right in. If you don't nod out first, grab a couple of bags and fuck off, right?
Yeah, congratulations.
Yeah.
Well, you could get AIDS by getting fucked in your Gucci prison wallet.
You mean
nice,
your butthole?
Dude.
That was a stretch. So I'm glad you got
that.
A Gucci. Yeah, he's right about that.
I think after the Diddy shit, you're fine saying anything these days. What made you get sober, by the way?
Oh, that's an interesting. That's a long story, actually. But long
we're
story
on a fucking
short,
podcast.
My fiance broke up with me while she was in rehab, and that was kind of the rock bottom for me. You know, I mean, what are you gonna do when the love of your life breaks up with you not just while she's in rehab, but directly after she got kicked out of rehab for bringing drugs into rehab and then sharing them with the other patients, and then lets me know, I can't be with you anymore. I was like, well, this is not going to get any worse.
I'm too big a piece of shit for the girl that snuck drugs into rehab.
Yeah.
Is what you're saying.
That's exactly my point.
That's right. That sounds like rock bottom.
That's a low. That's a new fucking low, dude. Yeah.
Well, it's good to get there.
How are you going to break up with me, you cankerous whore?
Yeah.
You know?
And so what do you do after that?
Well, you either get sober or you delete yourself.
Mm. Okay.
I mean, those were basically the two options. Like, I can nuke myself right now, or I can just try something different. And so I ended up getting sober. Kind of on accident, actually. But, I mean, it was incredible. It was incredible that I did.
What was the accident about it?
Honestly, you should tell me how brave I am right now.
No, I will. Okay. You're very brave. You're very strong.
Thank you.
And Eli, honestly,
I need you to say it, too.
You're
how brave and strong I am.
Brave and strong.
Thank you. Appreciate that.
Thank you. Okay. Now that that's out of the way, what made you so brave and strong to do it? What was the final thing?
It literally was standing in my bathroom looking at myself in the mirror with, like, a fistful of pills. Ready to go, like just done, and just realizing why the fuck would I do this when I could just try anything different other than, you know, eating perk 30s and drinking my face off all the time. And so I ended up going to like a group therapy meeting,
okay,
on accident, because I called up the rehab that she got kicked out of, and I was like, hey, I'm kind of losing it right now. Do y'all have like someone I can talk to before I kill myself? And they were like, yeah, go check out this family meeting. And it ended up being group therapy, and that's kind of how I got sober.
Really?
Yeah.
So
yeah.
10 years.
10 years.
Married, kids, any of that stuff?
No, dude, I'm a fucking San Antonio unicorn. I'm white. I'm over 6 feet tall. Never been married. No kids. That I acknowledge.
And you're thin.
And I'm
Everybody's
thin,
so fucking fat in San Antonio.
San Antonio is the fattest city in the world.
It's crazy.
I mean, if you like the thickums, San Antonio is the place to be.
Oh, yeah.
I like me some thickums.
You sure do.
Eli knows, dude.
Yeah.
He's watched me in action, dude.
Eli just doesn't roll like that. You only fuck, like, supermodels and shit like that. Like, you've got a really high...
Is that what the fuck he's been talking about?
Yeah.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah. You're welcome, dude. You're welcome. Welcome to Range Day.
Yeah. Yeah, girls, hot girls are cool. There's a lot of bullets.
Yeah, Eli fucks the hot ones, and then I jump on the grenade on purpose every time.
Well, you have to. You got to have a friend like that.
I want to.
Yeah.
It's kind of my thing. You what have you to doing? Have a vice.
What do you do in real life?
Stand-up comedy.
No That's what shit. I
do. Yeah, stand-up comedy. Performing, you know, all over Texas, all over the country. Gotten to do some really cool shows here recently, and now I'm at this fucking Range Day, and my dick has grown 3 inches.
Oh yeah,
yeah, it will.
Since firing an automatic rifle. For
it'll
the first
do that.
Time. That was incredible, dude.
Oh, did you shoot the 50 cal too?
Oh, I shot the 50
that's
cal
it,
standing
right there.
Up, bro.
That's it. You can that's hear it. It. That's the 50. That's the 50.
That thing was crazy.
Incredible.
It morphed space time around me.
And the funny thing is, with influencers and shit, you won't see a bunch of them behind us. They're all over there. Yeah. Everybody wants to shoot the 50 cal.
They're shooting 50 cals, mini guns, more pods. Insane, dude.
Yeah.
And you can hear that shit behind us. It's literally blowing out my eardrums as we speak.
I know. And then, Eli, are you performing right now? Are you still doing stand-up?
Yeah, I got a... I'm planning my relapse.
Okay.
Fuck it's going to be opening for Uncle Laser in San Diego at the
American
Comedy Company.
We love Uncle
Company.
Laser. He's on the show all the time.
Yeah.
One of the best in the biz, but you will definitely be doing cocaine that night.
For sure.
I told him if we both crush, I'll have 4 seltzers.
Okay.
That's where I'm drawing the line. We'll see what happens when I'm under the influence of 4 seltzers, though. It could go anywhere. It could get dangerous. But you know what? I've been sober long enough. I've been staying out of trouble. It's time to get
11
back
months, baby?
Some.
You're done.
You're done. Good. Yeah.
You well, fixed yourself.
You don't want to.
Well, I was never a heroin addict planning my own suicide.
It's true.
If anything, I've thought about suicide a lot more sober.
Bro, you really? Can just tell us you're a pussy, dude.
That's fine. Because you're still here.
I don't like opiates.
Well, you being here is a weakness. Like, you should have killed yourself. Like, if he was great at his job, he'd be dead. But you know.
I'm going to go grab one of these guns right now.
You should.
He's automatic weapon me.
Tell everybody where they can find you on social media.
At Davey Jax on Instagram. I'm on YouTube as well. At Davey Jax, I think. But, yeah, just look me up. Davey Jackson.
And Eli, you piece of shit. Tell everybody where they can find you.
Octavius Stunder on Instagram and YouTube and Twitter.
Or Brody Lowballer on Spotify.
Yeah. And I still have the cricket bars, dude.
Oh, yeah. Check out goldencricket.com.
There you go. We'll get it out there for you. Love the cricket bars, dude. They were great.
Thank you.
Yeah. Dude, go live when you relapse. Do it.
Please do.
Yeah.
All right.
Please live stream your relapse, bro.
But don't be a pussy about it. Like, kill yourself. Like,
go through it. At least overdose, dude. Like, at least take a Narcan.
I never liked overdose drugs. I like psychedelics and Xanax, which you can't overdose on.
Jesus Unless Christ. As Anthony Bourdain proved, it's never too late.
That's right.
So, I mean, look, you've got plenty of time.
You could still be great.
Just do it live. That's all we're asking. That's all we're asking.
You have my word. I will live stream the relapse.
Fuck yeah.
Perfect. I actually have a video of me live streaming my relapse on marijuana, which is rather boring in comparison.
Just smoking a J on a live stream? Guys, this is so cool. I'm such an edgy comic right now.
We appreciate you guys being here. We'll let you go out and shoot, all right?
Thank y'all.
Cheers. All right,
thank you.
Now we got Justin Forbes, the president of Gun Nuts, Inc. here. I saw you lighting some shit up over there. Unbelievably impressive, my man.
Thank you.
Tell everybody about your company here.
We've been in business for about 3 years, and we've been manufacturing our Dragon Breath line for about 6 months. We've perfected a few variants. We have our standard Dragon's Breath. We have Dragon's Breath XD. And then we have the Full Metal Dragon line, which has the Dragon's Breath XD compound in it with either double-aught buckshot, BB, or slug in front of it.
So everybody that's out here, every influencer, social media superstar, wanted to shoot this shit. What makes it different than everything else?
It's very volatile. It's very robust. We've got the maximum amount of Dragon's Breath compound that you can put in it with a very high charge. You know, it's 10,000 PSI. That's up to upper range maximum.
God damn, what's in the double on here?
Yeah, it goes at 1,260 feet a second, the buckshot, so it's a very lethal round, and it catches on fire, everything around you.
No shit!
Yes.
So what do these run you, price-wise?
Retail's about $20, around that, for a three-pack. Then it tears down for the other stuff. I think the standard is around $15 or $16.
So okay.
They're all hand-built. You can't load them on a machine.
No shit.
No, it would be impossible to do it safely.
Yeah. Did you serve in the military?
No, sir. I appreciate everyone who has.
Yeah, but just out of curiosity, what makes you interested in it when you don't serve? I didn't serve either.
Well, you have things that this would be used for in a tactical situation. If you have like fuel bombs or booby traps that are down the corridor, you can shoot that down there and it will ignite anything there. Or you could ignite other debris or something like that. Because if you have people embedded behind something, everyone runs from a fire except a firefighter.
Mm-hmm. But it looks cool. Yes. At the end of the day, it looks cool.
At the end of the day, the people love it because they're going to make their own TikTok videos. They're going to make their own Instagram. It's going to bump up their feed.
Of course. Of course.
Everything visual, people want
to
see it.
I know. Everybody's heading down to where you're at today. And I was like, I got to get this fucking dude on the show. Because they're not here. They're down where you are. And I was like, all right, cool. Bring this shit up. Because I've never seen anything like this.
We just launched it. There's a few people that have it in stock right now. You'll be able to search it online. We've sent out 100 cases of the variants for the past 2 weeks. So look forward to the shows. It's going to be at the Wanamaker show. Look for the BMA supply booth there, and you'll find it in stock.
Full Metal Dragon double aughts. Honestly, man, never seen anything like this in real life before. In all 50 states, can you order this to your house? How does that work with ammunition?
There are some states that restrict Dragon's Breath sales, so make sure that you check the rules in your local area.
Okay.
And then always be diligent in safety. Be aware of your surroundings. This stuff will light everything on fire that it touches. So make sure that you've got fire extinguishers, appropriate water, stuff like that. It's not a toy, so
be responsible.
And
looking
fun
at it, man, it was so cool when I saw it. I was like, I got to grab this dude and have you on the show to promote your product.
We appreciate you.
Because this is, I've never seen anything like it before.
We appreciate that.
It looks sexy as fuck, my man.
We like to stand out.
And you could definitely take out 40 to 50 people with it,
Well, depends on if they're scared of fire or not.
Do you know anybody's not scared of fire?
No.
No? I don't either. Tell everybody at home where they can find you.
You can find us at gunnuts.com. We'll have the website up here pretty quick, but you can check with all of the people online. Anybody that's stocking it, they'll be glad to deliver it to you as long as it's able to be delivered to your state.
Hell yeah, man. And not only is it cool to watch, but you could kill 40 to 50 people with this shit. Highly recommend it. Check out the Full Metal Dragon if it's available in an area near you. Pleasure meeting you, my man.
Yes. Same here.
Yeah, ending it off with Leon Lush and Gare Bear.
Hey, oh,
Scary Gary is here today. Big world's biggest piece of shit.
I have not gone to bed yet.
No, he hasn't.
The world's biggest piece of shit? Is that what you said?
Yeah.
That's a crown I'm ready to come for, to be honest.
He brought his mom good luck, here dude. To sleep with Dan, so that way Dan could be his new fucking dad.
I need to go.
It's not a bad plan. As plans go, it's not the worst.
I need a role model in my life, dude.
Yeah. I'm here for you. I'm a mentor type. Yeah, I think I could be a mentor.
Are you?
Well, you guys are going to have to fight to the death.
Around Dan, first of all. That's rule number one.
So he's smart, at least, right?
Leon, put that mic about an inch from your face because it's loud. I don't know if you've noticed.
Is this the last show of the day, you said? We're wrapping it up
here? This is the last interview of the day.
Okay,
We saved it for you.
Hey, I appreciate that.
You're a fucking legend, dude. What have you been out here doing today?
Listen, I was on the show years ago remotely, and it was great, but there's nothing better than being in the flesh with fucking people, being able to touch their beautiful tits, and just enjoy a couple of hard AFs together. Yeah. I appreciate you guys having me on here. Dude.
Rubbing dicks. Cheers. Cheers, Gare Bear. Cheers.
Fuck yeah.
Proud of you.
So the Range Day thing for me, me and Cody, Donut Operator, have been friends since about 2017, back when we were both still making content in our mom's basement. And then, you know, fast forward 6 or 7 years, we've both had our own path. They have this incredible thing going on the fucking Carica Ranch now. I was at some of the original Range Days that were back on the BRCC property. And for me personally, like, I come from Boston area, so this soiree down to Texas to kind of hang out with Cody and fucking these guys down here has been my initiation into what I like to consider being a real person, essentially. Yeah. So it's been fucking amazing going to the ones at BRCC, and this is my first time at Matt's Ranch now. I wasn't able to go to the last one, and it's fucking incredible. Everyone here is just, a lot of the people I've met are just so fucking cool, and I just love shooting guns, and these are guns that I'm not allowed to shoot up in Boston, so that's why I come down.
So you're a Boston piece of shit.
Yeah, he's a Boston piece of shit.
You might be able to come from a crown,
born
man.
Born and raised. At least I don't bring my mother around Dan.
Dan's a good guy. He's only guy I respect.
That's a bit of a stretch to call him a good guy, but
Dan's a great guy. He's an American
hero.
He's
the only guy I respect.
Only guy I respect on earth. I mean that.
Man, you got a weird fucking gyroscope going on over there for your respect, bud.
Okay, name one person better than you, Dan.
Jesus?
No.
No. Instantly no. Yeah. Definitely not Jesus. Yeah.
It's Easter, too. Yeah.
He's a humble man. See, that's right. I need that in my life, dude, because I'm like kind of a braggadocious asshole.
Friday tomorrow, Dan.
Maybe McConaughey. I don't know.
McConaughey is Jesus. It's the same person.
Yeah.
He's, you know? He's Texas Jesus for sure.
He sure is. Yeah. He's his own hero. So, yeah. I get it. I get it. For a guy like you, Leon, when you come out here, does it make you want to own something like this, or is this too much shit?
No. I mean, I have an incredible level of reverence for the people that are involved at the higher level. Just, seeing what Matt's done on YouTube, building his career on YouTube, and what it's turned the ranch into, and then owning this property and creating this space where these things can happen, I have a great level of respect for. And if I'm being honest, I want to somehow do something similar in the New England area. I would probably have to go to New Hampshire because that's where the politics align a little bit better with the Live Free or Die. My folks live up there. But, you know, as much as I've talked about, like, the idea of moving down to Texas to be around people that I align with, I just have so much family and a lot of obligations in New England.
Mm-hmm.
So where I'm at right now personally is, like, how can I bring a slice of this back to New England in a way that will build community and I'll be able to meet people that are, you know, just like you guys, that we can sit down and fucking have a couple drinks and have a good time, shoot some guns and have some fun. And I don't have that yet up there, which is why I come down here. And I'd love to be a beacon and somehow bring that to New England. I don't know what that looks like. I'm at the very beginning stages, but yeah, I love it. I'm fucking obsessed. I love having these types of events to come to, fucking hang out, have a couple drinks, talk to some people that I like, and shoot some fucking guns. There's nothing more American and nothing more fun, honestly.
But it's tough because the gun laws, it's so liberal up there.
Yeah, in Massachusetts, it's brutal.
It's not going to change, no. So why haven't you moved?
I think New Hampshire is my last bastion of hope. Like, okay. I think at the very least, like, I'm literally, my house is about 20 minutes from the border of New Hampshire. And, you know, we bought a house in 2020. Interest rates were good. It's a good time to get a house. Like, things are nice. I can't complain about my life. I live a nice life up there, all things considered. But I'm in the space where I'm looking at investing in property in New Hampshire where I could have some acreage, a place where I could get some fucking people to come in and help take care of the property and build a place where I could bring people out to do stuff like that. And New Hampshire is probably the only reason why that is a possibility.
Yep.
And if that ever changes, then I'd probably be fucked and have to move. But that's kind of where I'm at right now mentally, is like looking at New Hampshire as kind of my bastion of doing something like this similarly in New England, because that's really the only place where you can get away with that.
And that's great, because Gary is here for different reasons. So he's in Texas to build his own whorehouse.
Well, he's also in Texas because he's got warrants in most other states.
Yeah.
Nevada, Kentucky, California. It's only three. It's not most, Dan.
Yeah.
All right.
So he's an entrepreneur is what you're saying. Yeah.
Second of all,
warrants.
I got a little update for you guys.
Oh, great.
So check this out. So I've been dating a lot of these Red Rose strippers, right?
You sure have. You showed me one right before you came on the show. Beautiful.
No. That was the girl I met last night, and she's from Palazzo. That's a step up. Very fancy gentleman's club, not whorehouse.
No.
So I'm taking a step up. I just wanted everybody on the pod to know that I'm really doing well, and I've met a nicer lady. Nice tits, beautiful face, clearly an evil whore, and you, gonna
usually
ruin my
when
life,
somebody
but I'm
says
in love.
I met a nice lady, they don't start with nice tits.
Ever. Hey, speak for your fucking self, dude.
Yeah, fair. So
I love tits.
You sure you want to come for this crown? Are you prepared for this shit?
Whoa. You don't talk to your dad like that. I'm not going to stand for this.
You're not my dad!
On Easter Sunday, yet. Yet, your mom's walking around here offering herself.
Tell me he wouldn't be a good stepdad.
He would be a great father. He would be a great father.
Thank you.
That's and I would like to see it happen, me personally.
So he's just not a working girl? Issue. Is that what I'm catching?
Well, Gary's mom, but yeah.
Oh, no, he's talking about the girl he's dating, though.
Oh, yeah, that one.
What about her?
Yeah, working girl?
Yeah, waitress, not a stripper.
Okay, did you pay for it? Did you pay for sex?
No, depends on where you work. No. It's kind of the same thing.
No, I didn't even try to bang her because I respect her, Ross.
Oh,
respect
sure.
Respect women.
But did you guys have sex on the first date?
No. I'm telling you, I did not.
You're telling me you haven't slept.
And I didn't fuck. I just did a bunch of cocaine and ketamine all night.
So it was not by. It was because you couldn't.
Yeah,
it's because
you had fucking coke dick.
Well, you guys are real assholes. You know that?
It's not that, Gare Bear. We're concerned about you.
We tried to sleep together, but
he was pushing rope.
Give me a fucking break.
I didn't have a splint and some duct tape to get my dick straight. It didn't work. Yeah.
No, Leon, you're married, right?
Oh yeah. I'm fully fucking fully in the married life right now.
Yeah.
Totally love it.
Well, you guys started a show together.
What's that? Yeah, we do. Yeah. So I got my wife. We have a second. I have a second YouTube channel where I make content with my wife. It's good.
You
make
content with
going.
Your wife?
She fucking hates the internet, which is the best.
Yeah. So it started out as like you doing shorts with her, where you guys would briefly debate something, and every time she would get up and walk away.
Yes.
Essentially.
Yeah.
One of them was toilet paper over or under. It's one of my favorites. And then you bring out the patent to toilet paper from like the 1920s or some shit, and and she's gone. Yeah. Just gets up and walks the fuck out.
Yeah, playing little shorts. The other one, the one that went very viral and kind of left my normal sphere and got on Reddit and shit was the one about the toilet seat.
Yeah, where it's
like, you know, if I go to the bathroom and I have to put the toilet seat up to go pee and then put it back down, that is two actions I have to take just to go pee. When you go into the bathroom and
as
have
opposed
to, take
to
zero
one,
actions.
One, yeah, yeah,
it's
yeah.
2-0. So why right. can't it be 1-1? I put it up, put it you down, put it and down. You need to go pee. If we're talking about a fair and equitable relationship, that makes sense, right?
I think you need to hire a DEI counselor for your home.
right? I've interviewed a few people already. Yeah.
Black?
Yeah, mostly black.
Yeah, you have to.
Obviously.
By the way, in my household, that's the way it is. Onesie, and we don't get on each other about it. Dead serious.
I mean, who
well, that's
my wife, that's
be,
it.
Right?
Onesie, and dude, it's like, all right, cool. And dude, I don't question her about it. Dude, I don't fucking shame her. I'm like, great, dude. It's one action.
Do women really just blindly launch their ass at the toilet without ever considering whether or not the seat's down? Is this really a problem?
What, I found out is that a lot of women do. They just assume that at all times the toilet seat will be down and they will blast their fucking ass down into that fucking naked fucking rim of a toilet without the seat down. I don't know. Normally, for a lot of women, it happens at night if they wake up at 2 a.m. and they get a pee. And they're like, oh, they're like half asleep and they go and then they sink into the toilet because the seat's not down. And that's just fucking hilarious.
That's hilarious.
Yeah, it's so funny. That's worth any sort of tumult that happens.
You're
going to
rob me of that joy? Yeah. Really? Like, I thought we were in this together.
I set up a camera in the bathroom just for that. And I watched that and beat off to it because it's so fucking funny.
You have to. Yeah. Now, for me, I dumped out at a Walmart this morning when I was picking up this table and chairs. Absolute fucking paint job at the one in Bernie over here on that porcelain. But they take the lids off there, and I think that's for a reason.
Well, it's because at Walmart, people steal the lids, I think.
Is it really?
Why are people stealing toilet lids?
Yeah. I mean, Gary, you probably have a stolen toilet lid in your house, dude.
I'm not that much of a piece of shit.
Come on. Let's be real. Is that watch real?
No. Look, hey, what time is it? It's always 11:35.
No.
Doesn't work.
4 hours behind. That's true. By the way, 4 hours behind on that.
I stole this.
That's the time he
didn't steal a fucking toilet lid. What? Why would you steal a toilet lid?
To use it. For what? In case you fucking split yours open or something.
Oh, for you. Wait, what?
Yeah.
Yeah, just in case, just to have around.
You never know.
Gary, there's a level of degeneracy that I think we need to understand. That, like, if there is something on display that has a removable part, someone will take it.
Oh, yeah.
Doesn't matter what the fuck it is.
Honestly, that's a really good point, actually. But you're from New England, so like there's a bunch of like real white trash pieces of shit.
That's why
you know that.
Yeah, of course. Yeah.
Dude, I think this guy's worse than me.
I'm the guy stealing the toilet seats. Yeah.
I feel like we need to bring in Jane Goodall to study Gary's behavior.
Well, so I'm from Ohio. Okay. All we steal is copper. But you have to be high on heroin,
baby. That shit is fucking. That shit goes for real good price.
All the Scotch is out of the house. He's got a fucking yard sale every weekend. Selling other people's lamps and shit.
He's making these. Dude. Got the fucking poster board with the signs. Metal yard sale down on
Gary. I don't know if I ever told you guys this, but the felony I got way back in the day was actually for robbing my neighbors.
Of copper?
Copper. Yeah.
Shut the fuck up.
No joke.
That's straight up meth head behavior.
Yeah, I was going to say, were you addicted
to
drugs?
On heroin.
Oh. Okay, so there it is.
Fucking toilet lid. That was my whole point here. That's insane.
I don't think you're probably statistically not the only copper thief I've ever met. You're the only one I know about.
Yeah. Whatever, dude. You're still not my dad.
Well, not yet. Show's not over yet. Leon, you look like an extra from The Departed.
Oh, good, good.
It's been some time now.
Yeah.
Greatest Boston movie of all time, go.
Say that again. What?
Greatest Boston movie of all time.
Oh, my God. So, obviously, there's Departed. Gone Girl I liked. Gone Girl's fucking good.
Yeah.
That movie's sick.
Departed. Don't say that shitty baseball movie.
No, of course.
What the fuck's it called?
The Jimmy Fallon one?
Yeah, what's it called?
I would literally slit my throat on camera right now if I said that movie.
Yes.
And bleed out on fucking camera. I would hope you would air it if I actually answered that. But the other one, Departed, Gone Girl, and then the mostly Ben Affleck shit and Damon.
The Town?
The Town. That was the one. The Town, fucking amazing. And then the classic one with Robin Williams, obviously, The GOAT.
Goodwill Hunting.
Goodwill Hunting.
There you go. Wait, what about the one where they exposed all of the fucking pedophiles?
Wait, was that a movie?
Oh, yeah. Shit. It won the Oscar.
What's it called?
Oh, the Catholic Church one.
Yeah,
that one was fucking awesome.
He's Catholic, so he doesn't want to say it.
And he was an altar boy.
Yeah.
What was the name of that movie?
The message was "Don't fuck kids." By the way,
yeah, I think the title was "The Catholic Church has a bunch of pedophilic priests." I think that was the main title of it. Yeah. That was a wild movie. I remember watching that. I was by myself. Normally, just I think I had my boxers on, hand in my pants. I was eating like a fucking popsicle or something,
like
I normally do when I'm watching movies by myself. Yeah. And I was just sitting there, like I was raised Christian Protestant. And so I have this background of evangelicism, a little different than the Catholic Church. They're much more steeped in tradition and all this bullshit. And we were more like electric guitar brass bands and like God, like singing crazy shit. Yeah. But I was watching this and I was like, man, I wish I was an altar boy. That looks lit, dude. That looks fucking lit. These guys are getting fucked at 12. That's crazy. Oh, man. I'm kidding. It was very tragic.
You've got a story to tell, a potential lawsuit.
Yeah.
That's what I mean. Like, you can actually, like you said, like, it becomes a story. Like, it's drama. Your life is completely fucking cocked at that point.
It is.
And you never recover from it. But now you can have, like, a book deal.
And some cash. And some then kind of do the circuit.
Yeah.
Dr. Phil just opened up a studio here in Dallas, so you're good to go.
That's what I'm saying. That's an easy Dr. Phil shoe on, like automatic.
I feel like you might have a spinoff show.
Yeah, you could easily get your own spinoff.
You interview other kids that got touched, and that's your thing, dude.
I know that's super uncomfortable for people to talk about, but I just...
It's not. I Leon care, the Touch
But this
Lush,
is the best place to
I
do it.
It's great.
The show to do it.
Yes.
Which is why I love it.
It definitely is. And since we're closing out the day here with you today, Gare Bear has already been on a million times. I didn't get to see him in person last time you were on.
Yeah.
Give us the Drinking Bro of the Week, someone who has inspired you or helped you become the person you are today.
Holy fuck. Drinking Bro of the Week, someone that's inspired me to become the person I am today.
Your priest?
my seventh grade priest. Yeah. that's a difficult question. I don't come to podcasts prepared for these. I would say two people, my father and my older brother. I'll keep it family. My older brother's ex-Marine, lieutenant, got in line to be chief up in Massachusetts where I live. 8 years older than I am and has just always exemplified the values that I hold very dear. He has three kids and he lives life at the level that I only hope to live someday. And I model my behavior after him.
That's awesome.
That's a fucking man.
So. Cheers. Tell everybody where they can find you on social media.
Leon Lush everywhere. YouTube, Instagram. That's it. Yeah, just make videos and try to have fun. And I enjoy coming to things like this and talking to people and drinking and having a good time, man.
You're one of the best doing it out there, man. We're huge fans, and we're glad that you stopped by. Gare Bear, tell everybody where they can find you.
You can find me
in
at
a
your...
fucking lineup at a fucking local jail.
All right, you steal my fucking joke, Dan. Worst fucking stepdad ever.
Where's your social media, Gary?
The Scary Gary.
Is it the Scary Gary?
Yes. Okay. Now take my fucking plug too, Dan. Dude, I regret this completely.
You should.
Yeah.
No, where's Gary's mom? Gary, go grab your mom, all right?
Should we bring her on?
No. Is she here?
Yeah. Oh, no, man. She's around here somewhere.
All right.
No respect.
Just like my childhood, nowhere to be found. No.
She's gone.
Hey, by the way, before we close out, can I throw a little thing in here?
Good.
I think The Departed might be the greatest movie ever, not just...
I'm not going to argue that. Yeah, I think it's up there in the top five.
Name a movie that's better than
Out of
The
Departed. Boston, even.
Boston movie?
Baby. No, just any movie.
Or just in general?
I still go Good Will Hunting. I'm with you. Like, okay. I think that's better than Good Will Hunting at one, yes. Only because in The Departed, there was some people who took that Boston accent a little too far where you were like, hey, dude. It was almost like... They were trying to out-Boston each other.
Yeah.
And then DiCaprio didn't even bother doing a Boston accent. And I was like, okay.
Yeah. It's still such an awesome storyline.
I love the film.
They should have had McConaughey in that. He would have done a Texas accent the whole time.
The whole
he doesn't give a fuck, dude. He doesn't give a fuck. I'm Matt McConaughey. I showed up to do the Texas accent.
Yeah.
Fuck off.
Yeah.
Would have shifted the whole vibe of the movie if you had him.
It sure would have, man. It sure would have. Yeah. Welcome to Boston. And he's got a Red Sox hat on. You're like, bro, I can't do anything.
He's doing this shit.
Yeah.
in the fucking Lincoln.
We appreciate you joining us. Shout out to Demolition Ranch for having us. Always a fantastic time. Go to iTunes, rate the show a 5-star, and leave a quick review. Also, head on over to Spotify. It's just a 5-star, and you can walk away. To those of you who are having PTSD right now, sorry, okay? If you're listening at home, yes, this is real. Watch the video on YouTube, you sons of bitches, and subscribe for D'Anthony Holloway, Gare Bear, Leon Lush. I'm Ross Patterson. This is the Drinking Bros Podcast. Good night, everyone.